Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Affirmations for Inner Strength. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be honest, life can sometimes feel like a chaotic whirlwind, right? We're juggling work, family, friends, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care is a lot. But one thing that can seriously impact our well-being more than we realize is the quality of our relationships. Think about it. Who do you turn to when you need a laugh? A shoulder to cry on? Someone to celebrate your wins with. Your relationships, both big and small, are like the scaffolding of our emotional lives. They support us, challenge us, and ultimately shape how we see ourselves and the world around us. So today, we're diving deep into cultivating positive relationships because let's face it, strong connections are the secret sauce to a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easy for you to say it, Laura. But trust me, I've been there. There have been times when my own relationships felt like tangled vines, frustrating, messy, and frankly, draining. But through some soul-searching, a whole lot of open communication, and maybe even a few therapy sessions, don't judge, I learned some valuable lessons about building healthy, supportive connections. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate those positive relationships. Number 1. Be present, truly present. Ever feel like you're half listening while scrolling through your phone during a conversation? We've all been there. But genuine connection starts with active listening. Put down the devices, make eye contact, and really tune into what the other person is saying. You'd be surprised how much a simple act of attention can strengthen a bond. Number 2, practice empathy like it's your superpower. It's not just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about stepping into their shoes, trying to understand their perspective, and validating their feelings. Even if you don't agree with them, showing empathy creates a space of understanding and respect. Number 3, communicate like an open book. This means being honest, direct, and clear about your needs and expectations. It also means being willing to listen to the other person's perspective, even if it's different from yours. Remember, healthy communication is a two-way street. Number 4, give generously without expecting anything in return. Think about acts of kindness, big or small, that you can offer your loved ones. A helping hand, a listening ear, a thoughtful gesture, these little things go a long way in building strong connections. And lastly, number 5, set boundaries with grace and clarity. Remember, healthy relationships respect each other's space and needs. Don't be afraid to set clear boundaries. It's not selfish. It's essential for maintaining your own well-being and ensuring the relationship thrives. Think about a time when you felt truly supported by a friend or family member. Maybe they were there for you through a tough breakup, offered encouragement when you needed it most, or just celebrated your successes with genuine joy. Those moments of connection are invaluable, right? They remind us that we're not alone in this crazy journey called life. Now, let's bring this to real life. Imagine this. You've had a long, stressful day at work, and you just want to unwind. But your phone is buzzing with messages from someone constantly needing updates or attention. This can easily drain your energy and leave you feeling resentful. Setting boundaries in this situation might mean saying something like, "Hey, I'm heading home to relax after a busy day. I'll catch up with you later when I have some more energy." This simple statement shows respect for both yourself and the other person. You acknowledge their needs while also prioritizing your own well-being. And trust me, setting boundaries doesn't mean closing people out, it means creating space for healthier, more fulfilling interactions. So remember, cultivating positive relationships is an ongoing journey, a continuous effort to connect, communicate, and support each other. But the rewards are immeasurable. When we invest in our connections, we create a ripple effect of positivity that touches every aspect of our lives. It's time to start building those bridges, one meaningful connection at a time. I can't wait to hear about your experiences. Share your thoughts and insights on social media, and don't forget to subscribe for more daily affirmations to fuel your journey. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.